What I said in there was obviously a misstatement. What I meant to say, and what I thought I said was, if you own one of these cars, or if you're in doubt, take it to the dealer, and they're going to fix it. Okay? That good enough for everybody?
Oh, boy. Well, don't worry. We're not done with this. We're going to keep pushing for answers and try to clear things up for you. Just minutes from now, we're going to look at the big questions, high stakes facing the car maker, and the personal story from one woman who shares her grief, as well as an attorney who lays out his grievance. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to hear from the former head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Are Toyota owners being taken for a ride? The next hour, a Toyota owner speaks out. Personal story of surviving harrowing accidents, as well as the anxiety that seems to be growing every day with this story. It's prayers in politics for President Obama this morning. He and the First Lady attending the National Prayer Breakfast. It's an annual tradition for the President and members of Congress. This year, Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow is in the crowd. President Obama expected to speak any minute. When he's done with the breakfast, it's back to business. He's holding an Oval Office meeting with Democratic leaders in Congress. Scott Brown, ready to take his seat. He was elected as the new Massachusetts senator 2 weeks ago, but he's been on the talk show circuit since then. That all ends in about 30 minutes. The election is supposed to be certified this morning, meaning that Brown can be sworn in this afternoon.